Joneses are redoing their garden. Love that porcelain paving and all that fencing. I knew it. They've been with their landscaper to Dewson. A mini digger. No wonder she was so smug at Zumba. Right, I want a sunken seating area. She won't have that.
For materials, tool hire, timber and paving. Don't waste time. Dewson's got the lot.
Like Tiralis porcelain paving from only £22 per square metre. Love it.
All trade prices exclude VAT at 20%. So now you can keep up with the Joneses.
And the Evanses.
And the Patels.
You just realised your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ5. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, joined today by Elizabeth Jane. So Elizabeth Jane and I are going to talk about authenticity. So in a world filled with filters, facades, and expectations, Elizabeth is calling for the return to what truly matters, authenticity. The respected well-being and mindfulness keynote speaker, relationship coach, celebrated artist and author of the Amazon bestseller, Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life, said that being real is not a weakness. It is our greatest strength. So Elizabeth knows this from experience. After 25 years of marriage, she went through a sudden and traumatic divorce that shattered her sense of identity and forced her to rebuild her life from the ground up. Elizabeth is now a respected well-being and mindfulness keynote speaker, relationship coach, celebrated artist, and author of the Amazon bestseller, Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. So Elizabeth, before we get started, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, this would not be possible. So welcome back. So excited to talk about authenticity with you. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks, Lisa, for having me on today. And with your audience or your listeners and viewers out there. Yes.
Yes, I really, really, really think the audience is going to really connect with our topic today, because authenticity is such a thing that I feel like more people are striving to be like these days. More people want to tap into who they actually are.
Yes. Well, I suppose I'd just like to start today in saying how, as you mentioned briefly, how shattered I was when my marriage of 25 years ended, because it was also at a time that my four children had just turned 18. You know, my youngest twins had just turned 18. And then I really realized I'd lost my sense of identity, as you said, because I'd lost myself slowly but surely in my roles as mother of four wonderful children and as wife. And I was in a lot of shock because I really questioned my reason for being, because every day I'd had my to-do list and it's centered around my four children and my husband. And it was really, I think that it's so subtle, but you hear it sort of mentioned, you know, we shouldn't get lost in our roles, that we're much more than our roles, we're much more than our mind, we're much more than our body. But until you actually are in a position where you have all your roles just taken away from you, it's just, you feel very vulnerable, and it's for me it was a very, very scary sad time. My whole, who I thought I was just shattered as well, because I thought I was, a supportive, nurturing, wife, fun wife to be there. And then all of a sudden I was discarded. And I, my, a roller coaster of sadness, unworthiness, blame. I blamed myself, the victim. What had I done wrong? Had I cooked chicken instead of fish? What had I done wrong to lose, my husband, in this? And but the wonderful thing was, as soon as I, a thing that the hardest thing is, we get so busy with our life. We get so busy that unless we can stop and feel how we feel, we can't be authentic, because we don't know what we need. So it's a bit of a, it's a bad, it's a cycle that we're so busy with life. Everyone's busy. Everyone is busy. We're busy with work. We're busy with family. We're busy with friends. We're busy being busy. And until we can actually stop and close our eyes and go, what's the honest truth of me? What do I need? And to have enough courage and vulnerability to feel into our feelings and to follow through and stand up for what we need, meet our needs, well, we can't be free. And that's the whole key of this authenticity. It sounds like a buzzword, everyone will see you if you're fake, and you won't be trusted. And that's truth too. People won't, if you're pretending to be someone else, well, then you're not in your powerful you self. And as we know, it's amazing to think we're all unique on this planet. And when we can actually step into our uniqueness and celebrate our uniqueness, that's when magic starts to happen. That's when magic starts to happen, that we can tap into so many other roles. So that's when I started to tap into, my painting. I've got a painting in the background. I don't know if you can see it. It's the Amalfi Coast, which I painted in a
Oh, that's
succession.
beautiful.
And I've got a role of a painter, but I don't get lost in that. I've got a role in keynote speaker. I've got a, role in relationships coach, or a mother, or, we change our hats. But if one role is downplayed or lost overnight, it doesn't mean the end of us. It doesn't mean the end of me. And I try not to get too tied up in my roles now. And I just play between different roles. And what role I'm very aware that it's just a role and it doesn't change. If it just disappears overnight, it doesn't really change me. It's just bye-bye role. And
Wow. I
so
feel like we're forever changing, right? So would you say that the end of your marriage, was that kind of the catalyst for true authenticity, or was that where you became passionate about showing other people how to be free?
well, I just realized I was in such a bad way that my nature was that I wanted to get out of the deep, dark well that I was in. And this is how my book, Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life, came about, because I was working out what was working and what wasn't. So I had a list, what's not working and what is. And I started to follow the list that was working, getting supportive people around me who supported me being me, being who I was, I am, and that's constantly changing. I was, I am, we're all evolving, so we have to be constantly on track of what we need, and our needs change, our needs change from day to day. But if we can hone in on what we, or how we feel, you know, in my book, Charlie Chapman's quoted, the problem with humanity is they think too much, all tied up in their head, and they feel too little. So unless we can feel how we feel, we can't stand up and meet our needs and be free. And, you know, the only way, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with what we need. But then we won't know what we need unless we stop. So it's a few, in the book I say the ABC of me, meaning A, acknowledge how we feel, allow it, accept it. B, set our boundaries. And C, communication of the boundaries. Because unless we can work out what we need, what is truth for us, well then we can't be free. We're conforming, we're often complaining about what's, you know, trying to control others. But that's they've got their path. You do you, and I do me. And when we stop judging ourselves and judging others, well, then it takes a turn for the better. You know, magic starts to happen once we start running our own show.
Wake up! The Joneses are redoing their garden. Love that porcelain paving and all that fencing. I knew it. They've been with their landscaper to Jewson. A mini digger. No wonder she was so smug at Zumba. Right, I want a sunken seating area. She won't have that.
For materials, tool hire, timber and paving. Don't waste time. Jewson's got the lot.
Like Tiralis porcelain paving from only £22 per square metre. Love it.
All trade prices exclude VAT at 20%. So now you can keep up with the Joneses.
And the Evanses.
And the Patels.
You just realised your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podkatz5. Just go to Indeed.com/podkatz5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And having compassion for where people are at, not everyone's on the same path. And that's the good news, you know, everyone's at different stages, you know? So
Yes.
we
But we're also different, and you know, we all tie, like, without even thinking, we put emotion, we use our emotions, we tie it to a story. Like our mindset is so affected by that. So you're right. Like, if we can slow down and think about why we're feeling and thinking the way we are about a situation and stop putting our own spin on things, you know, and as you said, and to quote our, you know, Mel Robbins, let them and let me, and then you'll be
Yeah.
free. So it's like, just stay in your own lane and do your thing. And you know, like, what you're putting out there is what you're going to get back. So I love that advice.
Yes, and I think it's just so important that you know, as soon as we can just step into our truth and keep living our truth, the world just starts to change around us. But I must admit, it's taken me a few years to have the courage, to be able to stand up for me, to be able to sort of put yourself out there, so to speak, and go, well, actually, that's not what I feel, that's not what I want. And that's why my book talk has a whole chapter dedicated to self-care, or self-love, or whatever you want to call it. in terms of, because we're not, because, well, from that, from speaking for myself, you're not going to stand up if you and speak how you feel if you haven't got your self-worth backing you. You won't have the courage. I didn't have the courage. You know, it's much easier to people please and be just step quietly around people than sort of stir the pot sometimes. But it doesn't, you know, I think, you know, and it takes courage, but we don't need to get aggressive, of course. It's just if we, it's that having that empowered conversation doesn't have to be aggressive, doesn't have to create conflict. You know, I just actually, you know, well, I, with a potential suitor just yesterday, everything was going right. But then I realized that he couldn't understand me from where, from my perspective. And I couldn't change him because that's not my job. You know, he's got his path, I've got my path. And so we weren't sort of getting each other at that level. And so I had to decide to let that go. You know, we've gone back to, you know, a platonic relationship, and hopefully that will be a relationship we've got for the whole of our time here on planet Earth, you know. But from that romantic side, I needed to have, I stood back and felt into how I felt and realized that my needs weren't being fully met. And yeah, so that was a, that sort of, the timing of that conversation was just a few hours ago, actually. So it was, yes, but I think he understood, but it took me courage to have that conversation and to stand up for me. Because he said, well, you can do what you want to do in your own little corner, and you know, like I'll do, and but it was, I needed more than that. I needed someone who could connect to me on that deeper level. Yes.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with the audience. I mean, it's so important to listen to that, and you had the ability to tap into that and say, you know, this isn't for me, you know, and have the courage to keep looking for that person that is for you. And you did that by, you know, being authentic. So let me ask you this, Elizabeth, what are some of the signs of inauthenticity? Like, how can if you're being inauthentic, how, what are some of the signs, and how do we change that?
Well, I think, well, I think we, if we're always comparing ourselves to others or trying to compete with others, we're trying to be someone that we're not, really, aren't we? We're if we're such, always looking to the left and to the right, oh, and judging, comparing, or competing even. You know, if I like my tennis game, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, like, you know, some people say, oh, you know, you don't have any competition, everyone's at their own level, and there's no winning. And there was, but I think that's, I believe that's taking it a bit far. I think, you know, we as long as we're having fun and following our joy, that's it, that keeps us on a authentic path. Because if we're feeling into what brings us joy, and that's different. We're all unique, you know. Like I can have my list of top 10 of things that bring me joy, and so can your listeners, and they can be totally different lists. Well, I'm sure they will be. And but if we keep following what brings us joy, and standing up for what we need, we get onto that golden path of being authentic, and then we're free because we're standing up. We're no longer confined. We're no longer confined to, oh, what will they think of me? Looking for approval outside of ourselves. What will they think if I do this? Or Oh, I wish I was like this person, or that, or oh gosh, I'm glad I'm not like this person. Like, it's either, when we're unconscious of the time, we don't really realize that we're making an immediate, oh, I'd like to be like this person, or I wouldn't like to be like that person. Rather than going, okay, well, I'm my own person, like. And that's exciting, And then when we really tap into our uniqueness, that's when I believe our creativity is tapped into and our wisdoms are tapped into. And I want to talk about this because, in this world of AI, I hop on chat all the time, but I come up with this concept, So I come up with this concept, and then I'll go, okay, well, computer AI, can you please write this, this is how I feel, this is what I want, and this is what I need, could you write out from and so but the idea, the creativity, the well within has been tapped into, which is, it's just amazing to think, how many people in the world, 8 billion, and 8 billion souls, not one of us is we're all unique. And we've all got our own tap of create. We've all got our own well of creativity within us and wisdoms within us. But we have to learn to tap into them. So we can't be authentic unless we're tapped in. No, unless we're tapped into truth. So we have to tap into our truth to be authentic. And how do we do that? My book says we have to stop, feel how we feel, and follow through with how we feel. And then it's exciting because we're no longer comparing, judging, complaining. No, we're complaining. Why are we complaining? We're complaining because they're not like us. Because, can't they just like, no, you can't expect 8 billion people to be like us. We're all unique and special in our own way. We're all on our own path. And some of us, maybe at, kindergarten and getting up to a bit of mischief, but we don't go, oh, my kindergarten child is just having tantrums every day, and I don't like my child anymore. We don't say that. We don't go, oh, I love my university child. She's just so much. She has so much wiser and not so reactive. But oh no, I can't handle my kindergarten te child anymore. And so, likewise, that's the analogy that everyone on this planet is on a different level of understanding or a different level of consciousness. And so, when we can just go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ5. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ5 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You do you, namaste. You do you, I'll do me. And I'm going to stand up for me because I'm here. I've arrived on this planet and I'm leaving on this planet alone, arrived here by myself, leaving, and I'm going to have a good life, being and living and doing my truth. And I'm not going to, I could spend all the time banging my head against a wall trying to change everyone around me, but it's going to be a bit of a battle. And that's what takes us down when we're not open, surrendered to change, when we get stuck in our roles and we go, oh, I have to hold on to this role, I have to hold on to this role of mother. Gosh, what will I be without that? And you know, that's a it is a scary place because we do, you know, I had four children under 5 years when they were born. And so, you know, my time and my energy, as of most mothers, it goes into your children, and then oh, they're gone. You know, they have got their own families, they've got their own friends, they've got their own homes. Oh, and it is very scary. But if we can learn to surrender and realize how dynamic these roles are, and they come and they go, and some stay longer, and some are only here for a short time. It's like likewise with friends. People come, and then, you know, you might jump up to university and you can't understand your toddler children, friends, you know, and so they may keep coming for a season for a reason, but then they move on. And so as we become, I don't like the word wiser, but as we become get to know ourselves again, get to know the truth of who we are, well then we find that we have different needs too. You know? We're all evolving, and we're all on our own little path, you know? Whether you want to call it a spiritual path or it's just a journey of life, our journey of life, and it's our own unique journey of life. No, don't like religions and things into it because we don't need to, you know?
I love what you say about the comparison game, because that's something I always say is like the comparison game is a dangerous game. You can aspire to be like people. I know, like my mentors, I'm obsessed with them, not in a weird way, but I'm obsessed with them because I aspire to be like them. I'm not comparing myself to them, but I'm looking at their values and what they do and how they act, and I aspire to be that way, right? So it's not a comparison, but comparing yourself to other people and other situations is a dangerous game. And I love how you said that and really talked about that, because we never know what someone is actually going through or what their life is like based on a little snapshot of what we see or how we interpret their life to be, right?
Yes, and just while I think of it with role models, it's fine to have role model. I believe it's fine to have role models, because you need to have to keep to find out more about you. You say yes to things that support you and on your journey, and hopefully you're saying no to things that don't support you. And so the role models fall into the group of yes, on the things that make me feel good, what's good for me, what's working. And so they should be there. But we still have to realize that we're our own little, we can add our own self to the whole. We'll never be the same clone as the other person. And it's exhausting. It's so exhausting trying to be someone we're not. It's exhausting. It drains our energy. Whereas if we can just be free, go, oh, I messed up here, and I, you know, and I skipped in the garden today, or whatever takes your fancy. But you're not going, what's my neighbor going to think? You know, like when we can let that go, well then we're totally free. You know, we're not sort of thinking at the back of our mind about, you know, judging ourselves. You know, within our mind, we might not even know, but we're judging ourselves. Oh, how stupid was I to do that? That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Lisa. I mean, it's Elizabeth. You know, Lisa's my little nickname. But you know, when I went to painting class, you know, it was just 2019. I write in my book, and I walked into the painting class, and everyone looked like they were painting Mona Lisas, you know, like they were just painting masterpieces. I thought in my mind, I went through, what are you doing here? You're ridiculous. You're going to look like the circus clown. You don't know how to draw, let alone paint. And my teacher had bought my paints and my canvas. I looked around and I thought, gosh, where do I put my handbag? Because my handbag's going to get covered with paint. And
Right.
myself, well, I'm going to give it a go. I'm not going to think about, not going to judge myself, compare myself. I'm going to play like a child. And that's another key thing. You know, when we play like children, then we can't, we have to be authentic. We're not thinking, oh gosh, a child who's about to paint doesn't go, oh, I haven't had my finger painting classes yet, so I really, yeah, I'm not quite sure about how to do this finger painting, and I don't know how to mix paints, so that would be ridiculousness to have a finger painting. So once we are in our childlike playing stage, that's when we can really jump into our truth often. And
I
you
love
know,
that. I love that. Is that where you painted your picture that you were just showing us? Was that your first painting experience, or when did you get into painting? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
yes. So in my book, I do talk from experience and bring in my true life experiences to help the reader to connect. And because painting was, as I said, it was May 2019 that I walked into the class, and my first painting is a oil, acrylic and lacquered, painting of a lotus flowers. And it becomes the first painting. It's the first. It's on the front cover of my book. And so
Okay.
I'm about to, so it's just it's an analogy that we when we delve into just when we let ourselves loose, let ourselves play, we often find out we can tap into that creative well that we all have within us, our uniqueness, and so that sort of really assisted me to when we play in our hobbies, it keeps us mindful, it keeps us in the moment, out of our mind, out of our head, going shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, or fearing the future, regretting the past. We're healing ourselves because we're mindful and we're in our truth. We're in the moment, which is all we've got really. We haven't, the past is past and the future's fantasy. So the more we can bring ourselves into the now, that's the way to, that's when we're in our truth, and that's when we're powering ourselves up rather than draining ourselves with the drama, you know, the drama, you know. I go do my yoga and I'm in the now and I'm mindful and feeling good. And then you come out and you have your coffee and everyone goes into the drama of life. Oh, what's happening in America? What's happening in the in next door, or what's happening in the school community, or whatever it is. And we get caught up with our comparing, our complaining, our shaming, our judging. And all and it brings us all down. It does nothing to power us up. It's exhausting. Our energy gets zapped. So with all the hard work we've done with being mindful and having fun and lifting our feel good vibes gets taken from us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Elizabeth, tell us where we can find your book and just give us another little kind of summary of what it is that you wrote, and where can we find it? Where can we find you?
Yes, well, so my book is so elizabethjane.com.au, and my book is allows tools and tips. In summary, it really allows tools and tips for you to be able to journey through any obstacle of life, because whether it's a financial obstacle, a health obstacle, or a relationship obstacle. And so their tools and tips to be able to see those obstacles or those challenges as opportunities to get to know you and to actually power you up. And so they're actually, I sometimes think that challenges, you think, oh gosh, not another challenge. Why me? Why have I got these obstacles? Like, I just got rid of that obstacle and now I've got another obstacle. And why are they coming towards me? But if you can stand back and look at them and go, okay, well, what's trying to tell me? What's it trying to tell me? And we can learn from that obstacle or problem or challenge or whatever we want to sort of nickname it. If we can learn from it, well, we can empower ourselves. And then, power up basically into more, abundance and health and vitality and and we find that we're in flow with life rather than in, always efforting. We can just power up and everything comes towards us more effortlessly.
Yeah, amazing. I love like the way you say that, because like being in flow is so beautiful, right? Like it feels like everything just feels good. And that's when I feel the most authentic, or like doing genuinely what like my body needs and wants in that moment is like just completely feeling free. And so I love how you illustrate that in your book.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here again today. This was so great. I love talking about this stuff, and you lay it out so well. And so for people to kind of understand learning and how to utilize it, they should use it in your book, right? They should look for your book. What is the name of your book again? Free and sorry, free and free and free and first, unlocking your unlimited life. There we go. Oh my gosh, tongue twister.
Gets busy in life, so I wrote the book as in with summaries. So even if you just you can open and just particularly you can just start at any chapter you feel like if you want, if there's something you want that you need, there's a whole chapter on forgiveness because if we don't forgive, well then we're really just holding ourselves back because we're sort of like stuck in the past and we're holding on to that grudge or that resentment, and that can hold us back from blazing our best self. So the book is I didn't want to write a profuse book because like when I was going through the bad time of the divorce, some psychologist handed me a book on boundaries and it was like this big book and I thought I can't be bothered with this. Like when we're going through our challenges, we just need something with, we sort of want quick fixes, we want quick fixes to, and so my book is, has it, whether you start from the back or start from the front or open the book in the middle, you'll get something that you need from it, I'm sure.
Amazing. I love that, because yeah, every day is so different. So some days you might need different inspiration. So that's so awesome. So Elizabeth, thanks again for being here. Is there one last thing you want to tell the audience before we go?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I write a lot of poems, and a phrase is coming to me that which is sort of on this topic of authenticity, and it's "Do you and do you well." Come out of your shell and do you and do you well.
That is beautiful. What a way to end the episode. Thanks again. I'm excited for next episode. We'll chat about that after the show.
Right. Thanks, Lisa.
Amazing. And to our listeners and our viewers, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. And if you have yet to like or subscribe or follow, please do all three. We would greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye-bye for now.